Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we discuss a very important subject. Distracted driving causes approximately 3,200 deaths and 315,000 injuries each year. And Project Yellow Light winners spotlighted the dangers of distracted driving. And right now I have on the line with me the founder of Project Yellow Light, Julie Garner. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Julie.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I appreciate it.
In its 15th year, Project Yellow Light raises awareness about the dangers of distracted driving by putting the message directly into the hands of young people. Let's talk about initially your motivation behind this, Julie.
Yes, well, so sadly, my son Hunter was killed at the age of 16 in a car crash. And when something like that happens, you pretty much die yourself. My husband, daughter, and I all decided within a few days that we wanted to keep Hunter's memory alive, and we wanted to keep all of his friends safe, because I discovered at that time that car crashes were the leading cause of death of our youth in this country, and I had no idea up until then. And I just was committed to getting the word out, to making sure young people realize that, and to be careful on the road. Because quite frankly, at this age, when you're the youngest ones, you know, you're just learning to drive, you have no idea that this is such a dangerous thing. And we just wanted to make sure we kept them safe and to make sure that they were aware of the dangers.
And Julie, when we talk about putting this into the hands of young people, we're talking about a national scholarship competition that invites high school, college, and trade students to create TV, radio, or billboard public service ads designed to reach their peers. So let's talk about how this effort began, where you thought, okay, this is a great way to get this into the hands of young people.
Yes. So when we started this, it was just in Hunter's High School in rural Virginia. And we realized, you know, that there were so many scholarship competitions that were about writing an essay or something. And we wanted to do something different. We wanted to give it kind of equal playing field for kids who may not be as savvy writing or whatever. So it was when cell phones were out there and just being real prevalent, and we said, let's let the kids create a video, and they can do it on their phone, to talk to each other about the dangers. So that's how we started. And then a few years in, we got a knock on the door from the Ad Council, and they took us national, literally overnight, from one high school to a national competition, reaching every 50 states and the District of Columbia. And we've been going strong ever since. And it's that peer-to-peer communication, I think, that just resonates with one another, that just really helps get that word out.
Julie, I have some stats in front of me from 2024, and it says that 6% of drivers ages 15 to 20 involved in fatal traffic crashes were distracted at the time of the crashes. And additionally, 8% of fatal crashes, an estimated 13% of injury crashes, and an estimated 12% of all police-reported motor vehicle traffic crashes in 2024 were reported as distraction-affected. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just so often, particularly with the youngest drivers, you just don't think it's going to happen to you. You think you're going to be fine if you just hear that ping and you pick up your phone, or you're with your friends and you're just out having fun. And it does. And we are living proof, my family and I. And it's like, you just got to be careful. You got to put that phone away. And it, you know, particularly with this age group, it is the use of cell phones while driving that is one of the major culprits of distractions. And, you know, it can happen in a split second and your whole life is changed. And we are just committed to getting that word out and doing it through the youth.
Julie, would you like to talk about some of these special young people who this issue was put into their hands and they took it a step further by winning this competition?
Yeah, I'm just amazed every year, Mark, about how talented our young people are. And so we are, and you know, they're just great storytellers. So each year we have the two levels of the competition. We have a high school and a college / trade school level. And they create these public service ads either as a TV spot, a radio spot, or a billboard design. And I've got like 3,000 this year. It's been that kind of constant number for the last several years. And there is so much talent, and they are so good at creating and also just speaking to each other. I think they can do it so much better than adults can. They just know how to tap into each other and to how to motivate each other. And we're just so pleased with the winner's work this year. We're going to announce it in this Friday in Times Square on those huge boards, thanks to our partner Clear Channel Outdoor. I mean, what a great opportunity for a young person.
Absolutely. And representation has been from across the country. So I have Michigan, Ohio, Texas, Florida, Wisconsin, and New York.
Yeah, for the past several years, we have literally had contestants coming in from every single state. It's just, I love that. I love that we're reaching Alaska and Wyoming and Hawaii, wherever it is. That we have so many people who participate in this competition.
Let's talk about what drivers should keep in mind to help stay focused on the road, Julie.
Well, I think it's just that, focus on the road. Put your phone away. you know, just when you're behind the wheel, pay attention to driving and driving alone. And, you know, I have had young people, Mark, tell me that they consider themselves a good driver because they can text while driving. And it's like, no. You've got to realize the dangers. And that's what we're doing through this project, is making, you know, bringing about awareness of that.
And Julie, you talked about the pain that you carry losing your son, but you found purpose in that pain, similar to what I did with the Mark White Show. I took pain of loss and I started recognizing difference makers in our communities. How does it help you moving forward, even though you still carry that pain, to know that your son represents a mission, an effort that is reaching beyond the United States, across the world, to make a difference in this way?
Well, I got to tell you, when we first started it, it pretty much saved my life. It was something to focus on, and it was something to, like I said earlier, keep his memory alive, to keep Hunter's out there and his image and everything. I didn't want anybody to forget him. But also, we are, in doing so, saving lives. And I'm just so proud of the efforts that it's not just me, it's all of the amazing partners we have, from the Ad Council to Clear Channel Outdoor to Elephant Insurance, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the American Advertising Federation, and Pix11. I mean, amazing partners and amazing media partners who help us distribute the work and promote it and share it across the country. It's just an incredible effort.
And Julie, as you know, we're up against a big fight, because when Hunter lost his life in 2007, technology was not like it is in 2026. It has advanced so much, and there are so many more distractions than there were in 2007. So many things that capture your attention while driving.
You're so right, you know, and with this younger group, it's like, we even have seen examples of young people creating content while driving, which means, you know, they're taping something, they're creating something, like a little video themselves. And it's like, that's insane. How can they even think they can do that and get away with it? And so, you know, we are just so focused on trying to get them to come to their senses and realize how dangerous it is.
And I won't say that I have a huge following when it comes to the 15 to 20-year-olds, but I do have a large following when it comes to us adults. And we can set an example. When we decide that we're going to make a quick video or we're going to do something on the road, and you can clearly see that the car is moving and you're making that TikTok or whatever you're doing, that's a choice. And it's also an example that young people who are watching and paying attention see us do. So it's something that we can take really seriously and decide that we're going to choose a different path.
Absolutely. We're trying to change everyone's behavior, from the young people to us adults, which, you know, we're as guilty as they are. And hopefully maybe the young people can help us save ourselves from this distraction.
What's your message to any teachers, school administrators, those who might be homeschool parents, or others who could influence getting this Project Yellow Light into their school programs?
I would just say, check us out, and please encourage your students or your children or whoever it is to take part. The more the merrier. The more we can reach, the better it's going to be for all of us.
Folks, today we've been talking with Julie Garner. She's the founder of Project Yellow Light, a national scholarship competition for high school and college students designed to encourage safe driving habits. Julie is passionate about this project, as you can tell, because she lost her 16-year-old son 20 years ago next year. He was killed in a car crash. And since its inception, the program has captured national attention and today operates in partnership with the Ad Council, the American Advertising Federation, Clear Channel Outdoor, Elephant Insurance, iHeartMedia, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and PIX11. Julie Garner, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Mark White Show.
Mark, thank you so much. And for anyone listening, go to our website, projectyellowlight.com, projectyellowlight.com. That's where you can find out everything about the competition. It's annual. You can see the winners. You can see everything you need to know. You apply online as well. And just be safe out there on the road.
Thank you again, Julie Garner. And thank you for your effort. Thank you for your passion and your purpose behind the pain.
Thank you for having us and helping us spread the word, Mark. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. When we come back, we're going to have Jason Nelson along with Estelle Reams and their son Camden as we talk about a special effort that my friend Robert Banuelos shared with me about 15-year-old Camden receiving life-changing diabetes treatment to battle his type 1 diabetes. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us as I have 3 very special guests on the line with me right now. Jason Nelson, Estelle Reams, and their son Camden. Families facing medical challenges often find themselves navigating not only the physical side of a diagnosis, but also the emotional and financial realities that come with seeking the best possible treatment. Today, we're going to hear Camden's story, talk about the journey they've been on together, and discuss the hope that they have for the future. I appreciate all 3 of you taking time to join me today. Welcome, Jason, Estelle, and Camden.
Thank you.
Glad to have you all. Jason and Estelle, for those who may be meeting your family for the first time, tell us a little bit about yourselves and introduce us to Camden.
So I'm his mother. He's 15. He got diagnosed back in 2022 with type 1 diabetes. me and Jason has been trying to do a lot of different research, trying to find anything that may be able to help him, which we know there's not a whole lot out there for type 1 diabetics, you know, to cure them or anything. But we've done a lot of research about stem cell therapy treatment, and we've talked to a place in Panama, and they're pretty confident that they could help him. I mean, they can't necessarily say it would cure him, but it would definitely help him out a lot to have this done. And we're just trying to get his story out. He's had a lot of difficult time with his diabetes. There's days that it will run 500-600 for a week at a time. And then, you know, in the same instant, those same days that it's running 500-600 all day, it also drops down to like 40s at night. And that's very dangerous for anyone.
Camden, I want you to jump in and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and some of the things you like to do. What do you enjoy the most?
Playing football, for sure. That's definitely one of my biggest passions. I want to go to college for football and then make it to the league. But it's definitely a challenge to go to practice and put in as much effort as I can. When my blood sugar gets high or low, it's definitely hard to compete with others around me because it affects me in a lot of ways.
Camden, what do you feel that you have to do to be able to compete when you're battling type 1 diabetes at the same time?
It makes my body like a lot weaker, like trying to get stronger. But, like, when your blood sugar's, like, high, your body's, like, feeling weaker. Every time it goes low, it feels weaker. So it's harder to kind of stay with kids, like, my range, trying to keep up with their weights and trying to get better at football. Because playing football is definitely one of my biggest passions, for sure.
Estelle, let me bring you back into the conversation. As you think about the early days of navigating type 1 diabetes, what was your level of awareness about type 1 diabetes when you found out that Camden had it?
So my mother, she was actually a type 1 diabetic, and she passed away in 2019. If I had known, I'm kind of hard on myself when it comes to that, because I feel like if I would have known a little bit more, or even if there was a little bit more out there for people, you know, to learn more about type 1, I feel like they could take it on a little bit better. But my mother, they didn't offer free like diabetic classes or anything like that. And so with that being said, you know, the doctors kind of gave her insulin and said, here you go, you know, take it when you need it. And so she ended up passing away in 2019 of going into DKA, which is diabetic ketoacidosis. And so Camden, I'm sorry, has always been, you know, a healthy child. And we had went to a water park one weekend, and I thought maybe he was just gotten too much sun. I ended up having to take him to the doctor, come to find out he was in DKA. And it was very scary because, you know, just losing my mother a couple years before and then finding out he was a type 1 diabetic, it has been for sure life-changing. It's a lot on the child, more than what any child should go through, really. I mean, it's a lot on the adult, but the child it's definitely something else, because you watch your kid go through this and they're battling their own stuff, you know, with having to deal with it, and you can't do anything about it. It's very hard for as a parent.
Estelle, I have no doubt as a mom that you probably utilize technology to research what can help Camden, and there may be some things out there that you have found hopeful. What have you found through your research trying to help your son?
Well, definitely we've kind of changed the way he eats, of course, you know, which that's kind of goes along with sports. You know, you got to eat certain things to, I don't know, lose weight, gain muscle. But being a diabetic, you know, he has to eat certain things. You know, he can't eat too much of certain things. But, you know, between trying to research different things that he can eat, or, you know, something that may help, or even
like natural
stuff,
remedies and stuff.
Natural things like oils or something like that. Like I've done a lot of research and I don't know if I'm doing anything right or what, but you know, they've got certain kind of oils that, you know, people can put on their belly button, because that's where, you know, all your nerve endings go, towards your belly button. So, you know, they suggest that you do that. And, you know, we've done little things here and there, and of course that doesn't really add up to a whole lot. But the biggest thing that I found was the stem cell research. You know, and it, because it's in clinical trials, and they can't necessarily say it's a cure, but they did say that, you know, if by any chance the, you know, the person is still producing insulin, and we, even the doctors, they say that sometimes he's producing insulin, so it would be a very high chance that it could, I mean, it can't say that it would necessarily cure him from type 1 diabetes, but it could help it enough to where he don't have to take as much insulin, or, you know, it could cut it down to almost nothing that he would have to take.
Camden, how does it make you feel to see your dad, Jason, and your mom, Estelle, step up for you to try to help you navigate life with type 1 diabetes?
It makes me, like, happy, because, like, fighting it alone is definitely hard, but fighting it with other people, it makes it more, less of a, like, less of competition, because with them there to help me, it makes it so much easier. If I had to do it by myself, I would not be able to get through it. It's a lot harder than most people think. People think it's a joke or something. It's definitely not.
Outside of those people, Camden, who have been the people, your friends, family members, or even strangers who have stepped up and encouraged your family along the way?
Which at school, my nurse, she helps me a lot. She makes sure I get my stuff how I need to have it. Show me, like, different ways I can get it down. She'll make sure I get my blood sugar leveled out before I go to class or football, and just making sure I'm all right.
What would you like people to know who are listening right now to understand about type 1 diabetes?
Because I want people to know, like, playing football with diabetes is one of the most hardest things you could really do. Not just, like, having diabetes, but also having to go to practice and fighting with your diabetes and making sure your blood sugar is leveled out. It's definitely a hard thing to overcome, for sure. Going, like, in school, like, being in class, having to be out of class because you have to get your blood sugar up, get it down, make sure you're all right. It's definitely a lot to overcome, because you're not like every other regular kid. You have to do more than other kids your age have to do.
Who do you play for, Camden?
Scottsboro High School.
And what position do you play?
I play nose guard and guard.
Which do you like better? You like both, or is there one you prefer more?
I definitely love defense more, because I like hitting people.
How are y'all looking for this season? I know y'all went through spring training, and you should be starting summer practice in a few weeks, right?
We've been doing summer practice. We're gonna be getting our pads on and stuff, which I can't really tell how we're gonna do, but I feel like we can win a blue mat for sure.
Excellent. Well, we had a friend that sent me a message, and he wanted to help spread the word about this GoFundMe that's been organized. Robert Banuelos sent me a message, and he was concerned about you and wanted to help. And I told him that we would have you on the Mark White Show and let you share your story. And I want you just to share the importance of people who are listening right now contributing to this effort. Any one of you can talk. Camden, you can start.
Yes, sir. Definitely just like, if you know anybody who has diabetes, just be there for them. It's not something that's so easy to overcome, because it makes your life definitely a lot harder. Not like waking up in the morning not feeling good. Your blood sugar goes down, goes up too high. You don't feel good. Just kind of be there for them, help them out, because it's not anything to joke about. And make sure to take it serious, because at one point, I didn't think it was that serious until I had to deal with it myself.
Estelle, from the perspective of a mom, share with listeners the importance of them supporting this effort. And Camden.
As a mother, I've done any and everything I can. I'm just praying that maybe we can get some donations in that could help us try to do this for him, because as being a mother, a parent, I want to do everything I can for my child. And if this even gives him the slightest hope to having a more normal life as a teenager, not having to worry about getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to check blood sugars, or, you know, I have to go wake him up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning because his blood sugars dropped to 40. So it would absolutely mean the world to us if we could possibly get anybody to help us out on getting this donation money up to take him to have the stem cell therapy treatment.
And last but not least, Jason, from the dad's perspective, people contributing to this effort.
We're so grateful for anything and everything we could get. Even if you're not able to donate, at least maybe share it with friends and family. Every little bit helps and would go towards the cause. We appreciate everybody who supported us so far. We just want to thank everybody who's donated, and we're
definitely use some prayers.
Yeah, we could definitely use some prayers.
Jason, what do you think about someone like Robert Banuelos who reaches out to try to help you as a friend?
Well, I know Rob because me and him, we was in the military, and he worked on the CH-47 Chinooks like I did, and so at work we always had a pretty good relationship, being able to both of us know about the Chinook and everything. But Rob, he is such a great guy. He took me by surprise. I didn't even know he was going to say anything to anybody. And he came up to me and he told me about how he had reached out to you and that you wanted to help. And I just want to say, I appreciate what you're doing. I think it's y'all are great. I just want to say Rob's a good dude, and I appreciate everything he's done, and I'm just thankful for it.
Well, the ball is rolling now, and I want people to go to GoFundMe.com, and they can search Help Camden Get Life-Changing Diabetes Treatment. Again, that is Help Camden Get Life-Changing Diabetes Treatment. Camden is spelled C-A-M-D-E-N. And if you have other ways, Estelle, I know that some people don't necessarily want to contribute through GoFundMe. Do you have other ways that people can contribute that you'd like to share?
Yes, sir. I have a Cash App that they can donate to. It is $ESTELL REAM as in Mary, S as in Sam, and that is my Cash App.
All right. Anything else? Any other ways that people can help?
No, sir.
All right. Well, I guess I'll close this out by saying go Wildcats, Camden.
Yes, sir. Go Wildcats.
We wish you all the best. It's been a great conversation, and I hope that listeners will support your effort. And I wish you all the best, Camden, all your dreams, all your goals, everything that you hope to achieve. I hope that you're able to do that and that this support will help you be able to move forward in a big way. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And this really means a lot to me.
Absolutely, buddy. We're here for you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we've had Jason Nelson, Estelle Reams, and Camden Reams being guests on this edition of the Mark White Show. And clearly their story is one of love, resilience, and hope in the face of challenges that many families never expect to encounter. And if you would like to support Camden and learn more about their journey, I'll be sharing that information on the Mark White Show Facebook page as well, so you can connect and help however you find that you can. Thank you all for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.